This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. Welcome back to the Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com, where you can get access to our bonus content, like videos with Mauro Gatti, founder of The Happy Broadcast, and our exclusive bonus segment, Awesome Animal of the Week. Potential cancer-fighting drug has positive trial results. A Himalayan fungus has paved the way for a new kind of chemotherapy and could lead to a new option of treatment for patients with cancer. Researchers have synthesized the drug, NUC-7738, at the University of Oxford in partnership with Nucana. According to reports, clinical trial reports are looking good for the potential remedy. The active ingredient is called cordycepin and was discovered in a parasitic fungal species. It is sometimes called caterpillar fungus because it kills and mummifies moth larvae. While cordycepin quickly breaks down in the bloodstream, NUC-7738 is resistant to this, and according to a new study, changes made to cordycepin make its anti-cancer properties up to 40 times more potent. As soon as the safety of the drug has been more thoroughly shown, planning for phase two of the trial can go ahead. Plans for new 500,000 square kilometre marine reserve. The creation of a vast marine reserve, which could provide a protected superhighway for hammerhead sharks, leatherback turtles and other endangered marine life, is in the works. This was revealed at COP26 last week as a joint conservation initiative between Ecuador, Colombia, Panama and Costa Rica. The four Latin American countries say that they will be providing a 500,000 square kilometre sanctuary from overfishing. Part of this plan is to increase the Galapagos Marine Reserve, which is nearest to Ecuador, by 45%. Galapagos Conservancy, a non-profit environmental organisation, has said that it's a historic moment for Galapagos and a major victory for global marine conservation. Half of this expanded Galapagos Reserve will prohibit all fishing. The other half will only allow longline fishing. The Ecuadorian president, Guillermo Lasso, said, "The proposal that I'm bringing here is a result of 5 months of negotiations with the fishing industry and other sectors. We made them understand the importance of this marine reserve." Lasso has not signed the decree for the establishment of the reserve just yet, but he is expected to do so in the very near future. A timeline for the reserve's creation is yet to be released. 10 countries are now producing nearly 100% renewable electricity. 10 countries are generating nearly 100% renewable electricity. Albania, Bhutan, Costa Rica, Ethiopia, Iceland, Namibia, Nepal, Norway, Paraguay and Democratic Republic of Congo range between 97 and 100% use of renewable energy. According to the stats, Kenya, Scotland, Tajikistan and Uruguay are also closing in on these figures. However, this energy represents what is generated in each country and not the energy being consumed. The report is as much a reflection of the need for more developed countries to get with the programme as it is a hopeful sight. A lot of the electricity is also being generated through hydroelectric power, which is largely because of its cost effectiveness and reliability. This is cause to celebrate, a small victory for working towards a world run by renewable resources. It's also a reminder that a larger outputters of greenhouse gases could be taking more of their share to help combat climate change. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Randall Plunkett, a death metal loving vegan with an environmental mission. 7 years ago, Randall decided to turn his 300 hectares of estate over to nature, which meant no livestock, planting, sowing or weeding. By allowing the land to fall into apparent chaos, some people considered Randall to be neglectful. This was especially because the estate was associated with agricultural innovation. Randall said, "They just thought I was a complete waster. One farmer said I should be ashamed of myself for destroying the farm. But the rewilding of this land has actually welcomed a wide variety of flora. Botanists from Trinity College Dublin have started visiting to study the transformation. Last year, Randall became the first Irish member of the European Rewilding Network, an advocacy group for wilderness across Europe. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you will not only be supporting the Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material, not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, here is a taste of Phoning It In, a hilarious improvised phone-in show. Each week, host Dave Coffey fields a collection of calls from a bunch of cranks, oddballs and weirdos. Dave is joined in the studio by regular guests who will lend some expert advice to the callers. This weekly podcast features some of Ireland's best comedians and improvisers who have literally no idea what they're getting themselves into until their host introduces them on air.
Phoning It In is back. Hello, my name is Dave Coffey and I'm the host of Phoning It In, the hilarious improvised phone-in show. Think Joe Duffy meets your favourite Irish comedians. Our first episode back is already out and features the Young Hot Guys, Tony Cantwell, Shane Dan Byrne and Killian Sunderman. This season we'll also have lots of bonus material available on Headstuff Plus, including new improv-style games with all your favourite guests. Phoning It In is available every fortnight wherever you get your podcasts and on the Headstuff Podcast Network. Thanks for listening.
These days, it might seem a good idea to be washing your hands a lot more often, but it could mean more than scrubbing away germs. A psychological effect of hand hygiene might be that it washes away inner turmoil after being forced to make a tough decision. This is according to a study in a journal called Science. Performing proper hand hygiene can also be a chance to indulge in self-care. Take the 20 seconds of hand washing to repeat calming and positive phrases in your mind. These can be affirmations like, I am confident, I am enough, I am kind. This practice has been shown to be relaxing and reduce stress. Who knew that simply washing your hands could hold so many benefits? So take the time to get scrubbing, not just for the people around you, but also your own personal well-being. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in. Two, three, four. Hold. Two, three, four. And out. Two, three, four. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.